Hello, America. Thank you for joining the Ad Hominem Attack Show Season 2 Finale. This is Chris Paul here with Kyle.
Oh, I'm first. Hey.
Tabitha.
Hello.
And the, by all appearances, late Jeremy Shear.
All appearances what?
The late Jeremy Shear. You look bloated, you fucking mess.
Yeah, well, if I die soon, you'll know why.
Because you went to Carrabba's.
I barely ate that much at Carrabba's. I just had one plate of food.
I just mean all the COVID.
Yeah, the COVID that I caught from eating Italian. That'll be it.
Greasy Italians. Greasy Italian cooks. How are you guys doing?
Hanging in. Doing all right.
Hanging in. Tabsy.
Feeling fine. Hanging in there like the cat on the poster.
hanging there.
Two claws left. You know,
has anyone thought to make a hang in there cat poster where he's just a skeleton now, but he's still hanging in there?
Ooh, if not.
All right, don't tell anyone. Somebody cut that out. Open an Etsy store.
I don't think Chris Klim is that ambitious to steal your idea. There's other people that listen.
Probably, yeah, there's 4 or 5, right?
Sure.
Small handful.
I thought it was 27 million when we got all those votes.
That's great, but we have to, the only way we get people to, aside from Chris Klim to listen, is to tell them that we're talking shit about everyone. When we used to really talk shit about people is when we had more listeners.
And then we became the official Cleveland Comedy Drama Podcast. And now that there's no drama, what are people listening to us for now?
No drama or comedy.
You're doing it right.
There's nothing. So, season finale. Here's what's going to happen. We will probably be back to have an existential meltdown around November 4th, day after the election, and maybe a Christmas special or a Hanukkah special for Jeremy.
Oh, boy. Does that mean 8 episodes in a row?
Yes. Every night. It never runs out. And then I don't know, next year, sometime when we know if the apocalypse is official next year and if we're going to do any more live shows. But, I was thinking about this last night. What I would like to bring up to you guys, what do you think? When did we came back with shows again last year sometime, 2019? Early 2019, was it?
I have no idea.
Sounds right.
I feel like it was something like that. Early February, maybe February last year. At any rate, Ad Hom turns 5 years old in February. So, we'll figure something out around that time.
It's not dead yet.
Not yet.
No, it's just even more quarantined. in the last couple of months. I think it's just like nothing's happening. I mean, there's a lot going on in the world, but like none of it's new. And it's just time to regroup. For the old ad hominers. It's been a good run. We had a good run again. The live shows, the tournament was great.
Yeah, dude, it rocked. The tournament kicked ass.
It was a good time. I wish I had, like, I could do, like, sound effects. I would do, like, you know, in sitcoms when they do a clip show. I'd be like, do you guys remember the time? And then the music would play. And then we just pretend that we're back there. But it's
not gonna work out. We don't know how to do that, yeah.
But we don't do that here.
We don't have any of that, so.
Yeah, why don't you get on that? Like, get that stuff.
Yeah, maybe that's something we can aim for in season 3.
That is, season 3 is going to be the best season. Like, Nightmare on Elm Street 3 is the best Nightmare on Elm Street flick.
I believe we have that in us.
We come back next year, Dream Warriors.
Yeah. Oh, hell yeah.
Tuesday night.
This is beautiful.
Night with a K. Welcome to primetime. Welcome to primetime, bitch. Remember that? Yeah,
all that.
Remember that? Yeah.
What do you guys think is going to happen if we come back and we start doing shows? Like, we're not going to know anybody. There's people still doing stuff, but a lot of people aren't. Like, do you think anybody's going to emerge? Do you think we got some, we'll have any talent?
I have no idea. Has anyone been out to do anything? Any of you guys been out to do anything? Been doing nothing recently? I don't know what's happening.
I have not, but on this day feature on Facebook tells me that I won the Funny Stop contest 5 years ago now. So I'm going to message Pete and tell him I want my weekend. That I never got.
Do it.
So I'm gonna do that soon. Yeah. Now that he's desperate.
Go to the Funny Stop.
Desperate to fill time, so.
Yes, he is desperate, but are you a desperate enough dude to go to the Funny Stop?
What do I care? I go to fucking work.
Oh yeah.
I go out to do shit I have to do. I might as well go out to do something I want to do.
Heard that.
Well, all right, mask up and stay away from them 50-year-olds at the Red Box.
Nah. That's Brett's world.
I think Brett has a girlfriend now, buddy.
Oh, yeah?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Brett's in love.
Wow.
Brett.
Oh, shit.
It's really cute. He posted a picture of their respective Mountain Dew cans with their glasses in front of them.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh, man, you can't help but be happy for him.
I think I did see that, but I didn't realize it was that serious.
Yeah.
Well, a happy Brett is a happy Cleveland.
A happy Brett is a safe Cleveland.
Truly.
Yeah, now he doesn't have to murder you anymore, Tabitha.
Right. That's right.
I think you mean murder Dylan.
Yeah, same thing.
You get the bloodlust once you murder one, and then you just can't stop.
Once you pop.
That's true. goes into his berserker.
Murder is a lot like Pringles. Once you pop, you can't stop.
Yeah, ask the president. He's the best at it.
Yeah.
Is he the best murderer?
He is. There's Bundy, Ed Gein, Donald Trump. I don't know if that's the order, but he's got like a 200,000 body count. He's killing it.
Hooray.
Yay. Fun.
Do you even know anybody, bro?
With COVID?
It died. Nobody died. It's fake, dude.
It's fake.
Fuck it.
It's all fake.
What if it is, but it's not? Well, what if he's the one faking it? He's playing 3D chess.
We'll never fucking know. We'll never know. That's the sad reality. We'll never know what's really going on. Reopen fucking country time buffet. I mean, at what point do we stop being truth seekers? We fucking start eating ice cream again. It's just, I'm fucking, it sucks. I do my part.
That is the biggest.
My aunt isn't going to solve fucking COVID.
The worst casualty of COVID is the buffet.
It's dead. It's so gone.
I've gone through like two, maybe three of the stages of grief thinking about just like they're gone.
I believe there are five stages of grief.
Yeah, I'm saying I'm halfway through. I'm not done.
Yeah.
I'm only about halfway through. It's gonna take me a while to get through this one.
Yeah.
I think I'm going to look for an estate sale when there's one of those Golden Corrals closing. I'm going to get one of those chocolate fountains for my house. Because they're not coming back.
Nope.
You wouldn't get the chocolate fountain?
I don't need a chocolate fountain. I just need somebody taller than me to drizzle it over me.
Damn.
That's why they call them dirty shoes. Old dirty shear. We'll be right back. Come on down to COVID Buffet. Get your piping hot COVID.
I feel like actually trying to kill the pores, they would open up the buffets immediately.
I think.
They wouldn't have locked it down.
You make a good point, but they are trying to kill the pores. You know, my favorite part of this season of Ad Hominem. The Pussy Work song.
Oh, yeah.
Yep.
Man.
Remember sitting around the old table improvising the Pussy Work song pre-COVID in the olden days, the before times?
Wow, you're just really twisting my heart tonight, Chris.
The good old times. Here's what I will say about the next season. By February or March, around in the spring. If COVID is still raging, I will get some plexiglass for the studio so we can file in and podcast like we're doing a prison visit.
Oh, fantastic.
Oh, man, just what I need. I need fond memories.
I'll pretend to be your dad.
I was about to say, you, all three of you represent different factions of my father. So that'll be interesting. It'll just be, it'll be immersive therapy. Then I'm just going to go to a therapist and tell them what I've been doing. And they're like, hold on, what? You're trying to deal with what? By doing hat? Okay.
Roast battle. So how does, what does a roast battle have to do with your dad? You have no idea.
You have no clue.
You ever see those Campbell Soups commercials?
Yeah.
Oh, fuck.
They're forcing black people down our throats.
Just like this tasty, tasty Campbell's soup.
I got new glasses. That's pretty cool.
I got new glasses, too.
All right. Should we take our Mountain Dew cans and...
Oh, buy a can of Mountain Dew just to pull that off.
Awesome. Well, while we're on the subject, I want to thank you guys for reviving the show last year. I think we were just about done. And old Kaizy and Tabsy came in and breathed a new life into it. And we've had some great times because of it.
Yeah, no problem. Y'all wanted to give up on shit. And I said, not on my watch. This is all I have sometimes.
And I guess Jeremy was there too.
Oh, thanks, fella.
Yeah, Jeremy, it really, truly is.
Jeremy was never really meant to be a host. He just showed up every month and managed to... Everyone wanted to battle Jeremy.
Because I'm fun.
It's a good way to say easy to roast.
Yeah, it's like, you know, instead of saying that I'm a slut, I'm fun. But I'm a roast slut.
Yeah.
I'm a roast slut.
It's a shame, because with your current hair color, I would, if we had live shows, I would constantly call you Strawberry Fat Cake. But... alas, Donald Trump created COVID in a lab while he was chasing down pedophiles.
He's getting them.
Shutting it down.
You're only allowed to have the state pedophiles at the ICE detention centers, and that's it.
Yeah. Yeah, they're official.
They have the paperwork.
The pedophile uniform. Unfortunately, it is the exact glasses that 3 out of 4 of us are wearing. And and I don't know, a weird little hat. Is there a pedophile hat?
Yes, this is it.
It's a fedora for sure.
No, it's a baseball cap. I'm going to get glasses. So I'll just get the glasses.
Saying a weird little hat just makes me think of like a very, like a pedophile, just like the jauntiest of caps.
The jaunty.
Just like to the just side. Jaunty. It's angled a little bit. And just like, hey, yeah. Hello.
Like
is that a pedophile? Evening, little cat.
They do assume that they are all, they can all be described as jaunty.
Just like doing, like making that like cross armed L thing, smoking a cigarette, real loose lips and loose rip. wrist. I'm fucking, it's the season. Who gives a shit if I'm stuttering? I got apple crisp that came out of the oven right when we started this.
Ooh, bitch.
Yeah, oh, dude, apple so crisp.
Fucking good.
Think about that apple crisp.
Well, it has to cool. It'll be fine.
Yeah, well, yeah, it'll be fine. I'll be good.
No, I want apple crisp. God damn it.
Yeah.
I don't have a car right now to go get apple crisp.
Where are you going to go and just like grab up apple crisp?
If you I'll find somewhere.
Golden Corral is closed.
I'll just start going to restaurants and demanding it. Ugh.
Golden Corral is literally the only place I know that actually ever sold apple crisp.
I would love to see a video, like a Karen freakout video, but it's Jeremy screaming at service industry workers about how they don't have apple crisp. This is America. We should have apple crisps. Mike DeWine is a goblin. Well, I mean, there's another good thing that's going to come out of this. There's no way DeWine gets reelected. His days remembered.
No, his base hates him.
Yep. For doing the right
thing. He's a rhino.
For doing the right thing, kinda.
Almost.
I reckon we ought to get Steve Merz in the governor's chair
office. Nothing will get done, you month.
That's exactly what you want. I want politicians that don't get anything done.
Yeah, well, yeah, let's get Steve Merz in there, though. Steve Merz, the autism of the internets. In your face.
I just noticed this little bit of hair I have under my lip makes my I look like a Guy Fawkes mask. It's terrible.
Yeah, kind of.
Gross.
Are you an internet hate machine?
You know it. I just direct it in the right places. Like Val Kilmer is Batman.
Tabitha, is your hair blue?
Parts of it.
Is it? Okay.
Yeah, just like little parts of it.
Dope. I thought I was going crazy.
Nah. I dyed it green during quarantine, and it looked really bad. So I dyed it blue, and it looks less bad.
What made you decide to go with just, like, the Chelsea parts?
I don't know. I didn't want to do the whole thing. I've had bad experiences with trying to lighten all of my hair before. I didn't want to just, like, do one part. Because that would bother me if it wasn't like kind of symmetrical.
Yeah.
So I just risked it with that because I haven't bleached my hair myself in a long time. And the last time I bleached my hair myself, after like a month or two of upkeep, it just all started to die completely. Mm. So I had to dye it and like stop bleaching it so all my hair wouldn't fall out.
You could have went and got a professional to do it.
I could.
Fucking DeWine. Fucking DeWine, dude.
Man, even...
Is that how your hair fell out?
What, for me dyeing it too much? I don't think so.
No?
Maybe.
So just a little bit rubbing balls on it?
I mean, I didn't know that was a side effect, Chris. Is that why you have no hair?
Damn.
I got some hair.
you've had some balls rub some of that hair off your head, is what I'm trying to tell you.
Damn, get 'em.
I mean, I don't have any back hair, if that's what you're saying, but. Gone. Gone like the 200,000 people Donald Trump murdered.
You know what? I'm not interested in talking about murder anymore. I want to talk about how gay you are. So how's Grindr during quarantine?
Oh, yeah. Chris Paul, talk about being gay.
That's what everybody wants to talk about.
Do it.
I'm off of that market.
Damn.
You're not gay anymore? This is like the perfect time to do it, dude.
I don't think it is. I would say that there has never been a worse time to suck dick.
Valid.
No one's dick is 6 feet away from their face.
A girl can dream.
Sorry, I just got really distracted by the thought of like a 6 foot dick.
Yeah, I was trying to think of an example. I was like, Manute Bol's dick is 6 feet away from his face. I was like, yeah, maybe not, though. It's just his torso.
See, I would have gone with like maybe Stephen Merchant's dick is 6 feet away from his face. He's a tall man. I watched Jojo Rabbit. It's a very cute movie about Nazis.
Guys,
that's a good way to describe it.
Yeah.
Speaking of dicks.
Go on.
Did we all see Captain America's dick?
No. Did he message Black Widow and ask her for pussy work?
You all missed, like, the biggest dick pic. Like, of the season, of the century?
I saw Vader's dick. I thought Vader's the biggest dick pic of all time.
Nah, Chris Evans. Chris Evans' dick. Accidental dick pic post.
Did you see it?
Hmm?
Did you see it?
Yeah, of course.
Is it America's dick?
It's 100% America's dick. And what happened was he was like screen recording something on his phone. And like when it stopped, when like the, like what he was actually recording stopped, like you could see like a flash of his photo gallery. So it's just like a thumbnail of like a very prominent penis photo. But also right above it, he had saved a meme of himself as Captain America that said, "Guard that pussy."
Oh, yeah.
The situation overall is fantastic.
I want six more Captain America movies now.
Thank you. Yes. It's all... I was going to say I'll put it in the chat, but I'm not about to send an unsolicited other person's dick pic. So I won't.
Yeah. I can Google. My wife is talking about it.
Yeah, I saw all the ladies talking about it.
In case you're curious...
I'm glad that you said that. I'm glad that you said that on air, but you know what to do.
I'll hit you up, Chris.
Send me that dick. I'm back, baby. Chris is back to being gay.
I don't think it even counts. It doesn't even count. He's Captain America. He's like 80 years old.
I'm sorry, I'm just imagining. They're just like, yeah, the old ass Captain America. Like, no, it's not Chris Evans. It's the old man Captain America. Still has like a super dope dick, but it's just old.
It's balls old are very long.
Yeah.
It's a few liver spots, but other than that.
Old liver spot dick.
Oh man, he accidentally posted the infinity bone.
Oh,
oh man.
I'm sorry.
You don't have to apologize. He does.
Infinity bone. Okay. I gotta look up this picture again to send to Chris.
I thought it was that he accidentally posted it, but he was trying to send it to Sebastian Stan.
The world could only hope.
It would be funny to edit it into, you know, those like where they have the like superhero group text messages, that old gag, those memes.
Yeah,
you like put it in one of those where you like sent it to Batman or something,
like what you see, Batsy.
But was it an accident, truly?
I think so. That's all reports seem to indicate this was completely accidental.
Well,
I think only one person has a picture of my dick, but I could be wrong. And it's because I was trying to put it on Anthony's face.
That's I think you. What was that about?
Well, now explain this.
That was about an old
fun gag.
I don't know. I was really drunk.
Explain this to me now. How come Jeremy can say shit like that, and I'm considered the gayest one?
Well, because you're gay. Yeah, that's all there is to it. Sure, I may ram my penis in the dude's face.
I think you're both gay,
but I'm not gay.
For all the times Chris would tell me I was a lesbian, I'm gonna tell him he's gay.
I never said you're a lesbian.
Oh my god, that is not fucking true.
It's for a joke.
I get that.
You're raised by lesbians like wolves. I mean, if anything, you're a feral lesbian.
Feral lesbian. Whatever.
So you just been chipped and clipped. Set in your new forever home with Dylan.
they're just observing me to see how I adapt. How does she take?
Yep. But you know, if he's naughty, back to the shelter with you.
Unfortunately.
The shelter's decorated in plaid.
It's the Tegan and Sarah home for wayward lesbians.
Everything is awesome. It's playing 24/7 in there. The Lego Movie song. That was them, right? Them in Lonely Island.
Maybe. I don't know.
I don't know either.
I'm not familiar with the Lego movie.
The song Everything is Awesome?
I don't know that one. I don't know about that.
Oh, man.
She ain't know nothing about that. That's some nerd shit.
It's a really annoying song. It's Tegan Sara in Lonely Island. And it's from the Lego Movie soundtrack. My daughter hates it because it's a very annoying song, and I woke her up with it every day for like a year.
Got her.
I commit to bits, to the bit.
Well, good.
Not even bi. Actually, that started as a joke 20 years ago.
What, waking somebody up to the same song or that song that's not 20 years old?
No, you missed something.
I don't know.
No one knows this. All right. Okay.
All right. I do want to lock up somebody in a room with a Skip CD, like in Spun, though.
Just watched that recently. I think I've watched every movie in the last 5 months.
I'm watching every Royal Rumble. That is how I'm passing my time.
It's a noble pursuit. How many are there?
Like 32, I think.
32, Jesus.
Where are you at? What year are you on? Or are you randomly watching them?
I've been jumping around. So, like, right now I'm watching 2006. And Benoit just got in, so it's kind of bittersweet.
Damn. That is a fucked up story.
It really is. I had to stop watching wrestling for years after that happened. I was like, I couldn't handle it.
Fucking concussions are no joke.
Yeah.
Yeah, he did that fucking flying headbutt every day for like 10, 15 years. Yeah.
And it was like a super religious, like, mental breakdown he had, I believe.
It wasn't like super religious. It was that Eddie Guerrero, his best friend, was religious. And in order to cope with Eddie dying, he got kind of religious.
Yeah. Which fed into the psychosis.
Yep.
As religion is apt to do.
Yeah. And not just any religion, Mexican Catholicism.
That reminds me, I finally watched True Blood, which is very good for two or three seasons, and then it's just constantly, oh, what the fuck? But I will say this, anytime there's a new character that comes into that show, if you're wondering what they look like fucking, you're gonna find out.
That's that sexy vampire show, right? On HBO?
Yeah.
Hell yeah. I've never watched it, but I've wanted to.
It's not bad. It's about as dumb as Supernatural.
I don't care about the storyline. I just want to watch the fucking...
Yeah, I mean, if I had realized that Anna Paquin was topless on that, I probably would have watched it a lot sooner.
I went and saw Titanic 3 times because Rose popped that titty out when I was in middle school.
Pop that titty out.
It's like 12 seconds in a 5.5 hour movie.
That's all I needed, dude.
They showed the drawing a whole bunch too. Don't forget that. They amped you up for that real titty by just like showing that drawing nonstop. And it's like hour 3, you've seen the titty. drawn about 45 times, and you're like, come on. Come on, just give me that real titty, please. And then, oh, man, makes it all worth it.
The painting that I should have floated on at the end was the painting.
I contribute Titanic to making our generation a bunch of pussies because we watched it for that titty, but then just got soaked up by all this emotion and love story. And now we're all soft. And that's why we need Trump to make America great again, because we became pussies because Titanic had a titty in it.
That is about as apt as any other theory that's going on the world right now.
Yeah.
Just about.
It's possible.
It's QAnon.
If I was better at computers, I would start my own.
I don't think it's...
That's all it is people fucking with people. That's all it is. It's just high-level trolling at this point. And it's out of control, but that's all it started as.
They found the guy. He was just some bored dude who worked at Citigroup and thinks this shit is funny. It's just some fucking boring office worker daydreaming and then making all of the most conservatarded people believe it.
Yeah, but is that really what happened? Are we buying into that was the guy and it was just him trolling it?
Yeah, I think so. They tracked the IP address to him. He also owned an app, or was about to launch an app called Armor of God, which was just basically another social media thing where you just share memes of liberals crying or whatever the fuck they like to jack off to.
Sounds pretty tight.
That's wild.
It was all memes.
TikTok is officially gone.
What are you going to do now, Tabitha?
What do you mean TikTok's officially gone, bro?
It'll live in our hearts forever.
Banned as of yesterday.
I have it on my phone right now.
Weird.
I'm scrolling. Someone's live. She's here. She's here to stay.
Wait, do you have some backdoor TikTok app that you're just... Is this like a methadone, digital methadone thing?
No, I don't.
A bunch of TikTok?
No, it's looking pretty official. It's pretty official.
It's supposed to be coming down any day.
Any day. Well, I'll enjoy it while I have it. And then I will scour the internet for illegal TikToks.
Somebody will come up with something to show cool dog videos.
Exactly.
You can join Triller. It's the Donald Trump Jr. endorsed version of TikTok. It's conservative TikTok.
TikTok's still on the App Store. I just checked.
All right.
I don't know.
You've all debunked me for being a libtard.
Yeah. Check it out.
It's gone as well as the wall.
It said Sunday. Maybe it's next Sunday then?
No, it was supposed to be this Sunday because I was talking cash shit to my nieces about it. But you ain't going to be dancing anymore. Fucking standing in front of the TV on Thanksgiving. I'm trying to watch fucking football. You got to come in and do a stupid goddamn dance. I'm ready for TikTok to be gone. The fucking Lions are playing, okay?
That's not an excuse.
What do you mean? What do you mean it's not an excuse?
It's like, get out of the way. I got to watch these two fat people. Fuck.
What?
Yeah, I guess.
Yeah,
I do a lot of that, too. Well, usually the guy's not fat, only the girl, but... Usually he's a very handsome, dark man. No, I actually, I'm not actually, I got a...
Oh, you're cutting out, buddy.
Yeah, don't say the black guy.
He's completely cutting out. No one can hear you walk it back. Awesome.
Yeah, so what?
So, what are you guys up to? What's sad boy stuff going on? Let's tell people how to keep up with this stuff while we're away. We're not away, but away from this specifically.
Well, if you like the Sad Boys Social Club Facebook page or subscribe to our YouTube channel, you will see our next project in the next 2 to 3 weeks. We should be done with it.
Wow.
And yeah, we got, I think, 3 shooting sessions left. And, because we didn't get the other thing we had to do Sunday done. But, yeah, that's almost done. We got other projects on the horizon that we are waiting to be completed. So, yeah. Hopefully soon. Still trying to get a hold of the guy.
That stuff will all be updated on on the old Facebook and Instagram. And is there a Sad Boys Twitter?
There is a Sad Boys Twitter. I have to sign into everything again because I got a new phone. So I have to go find the passwords.
Kyle, what's going on with the festival?
We may do a little bit something for the Cleveland Festival. It'll be small and just to make sure that it goes. Coming up, I'm not real sure on all the details on that. I'll probably announce a new date for Akron 2021 coming up here soon. I got a video project I'm working with one of my boys from Lima on. Beans on Parade, that'll be out by the end of October, hopefully. And I got another project that will be up in the next, I don't know, 2 to 3 weeks. Another podcast with Brian Kinney, where we're talking about sports. So that'll be fun. Yeah,
nice.
That hasn't ended prematurely in the past.
Well, we'll see.
We'll see. I think you're a little more on it than his previous co-hosts.
Well, we'll see. We've been very diligent here at the Ad Hominem Attack Show, so.
Touche.
Well, I'm saying I'm not diligent. It's my fault. It's my fault as much as anybody's.
I think we've done all right this year.
Yeah, all things considered.
Yeah. So that's just follow the Cleveland Comedy Festival Facebook.
And then Rubber City Comedy Festival. That's the other one. And then, then check me out. I'll be making announcements and shit. Coming up, we got the logo back. The logo's dope. It makes me look very disgusting. And we're just going to talk about being boozebag sports fans. So it'll be fun.
All right. Do that. Check it out. Jeremy and I are doing some things, working on something. I'm mostly over the winter just gonna be doing a lot of art, Instagram stuff, some writing, some of the laborious parts of this, and my most annoying internet presence on Facebook. So, where I just scream into an echo chamber about basically nothing.
Good for you.
I think it's fun.
But I'm going to work on the old graphic novel I've been writing 2 pages at a time for 10 years on. Get that out next year.
Good.
It's a blessing in disguise all this time off stage.
I think it kind of sucks, but I am not nearly as productive now.
Yeah, no, I
it sucks.
you know, what can we even add?
I don't know. Were we talking about it on the show earlier? Marty said you're fatter than Jeremy now.
Yeah.
I think we were talking about that earlier. Are you fatter than Jeremy?
I am not. I have gained some of my weight back, but I haven't seen Marty in over a year, so I don't know.
And I was actually, I don't know where he got this idea, but I'm running with it. You are fatter than me. Even though you had to pull out of a parking space so I could get into your car, you're still fatter than me.
I had to go to the grocery store, and I had to get the groceries out of the basket today. I had like maybe 10 things. And I got wedged in between the cart and the other aisle and then the conveyor belt. And I was just wedged in there. But it's so embarrassing.
Being fat in public sucks.
As I'm buying the makings for Apple Crisp.
Beautiful. Just
apples. I sit up, like, oh, this guy cares about himself. And then it's like the Apple Crisp box and a fucking pint of vanilla ice cream. And she's like, he's stuck. He can't reach that bread that he's going for.
He's stuck.
He's legit stuck.
He's stuck.
They had to get the guy behind me with the cart and ram me and ram the cart out. And that's how I got unstuck. And then I paid for the Apple Crisp. That's in the oven right now, being delicious and naughty.
So I think the perfect place for us to leave you all with this show for the year is the image of Kyle carrying sweets around the grocery store, getting stuck because he's fat. There's never been a better time to say that'll do pigs.